Hiya, love. I'm coming in from the UK.
You are? God, you've been around the world and I know. Still can't find me baby. How are you doing all the way over there?
Yes, well, I still can't find my baby.
Brilliant.
You are.
Oh. Tell me about it later after the introduction.
All right.
That's right. Okay.
Nasty slang.
Well, everybody, welcome back. She is that little bit of spinach still stuck in your teeth. It is Miss Georgie Porgy UK.
Hello! And she is the syphilis that killed off Henry VIII and many other Tudors. Miss Titty Kaka. Hello, Tits.
Oh, hi. How are you doing, love?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice chuckle.
Well, speaking of which, I'll get onto that later. That reminds me of something. But you've just been slingshotted back around the world to the UK.
Oh, my God. I'm bringing up the after the UK after being in Miami for 4 months. I just can't help myself, Tits, but you know what they say, catch flights, not syphilis.
That's right.
And I've caught both.
Well,
so
actually, yeah.
Here we are.
Speaking of catching things, what the hell are you wearing? Because you've not caught any style on your way over to the UK, that's for sure.
Well, you know, some might say because art is subjective and I've gone for a very arty-farty look.
Right. Ooh. Art or bust, one would say.
Yeah, that's the gear. You know, you can buy those plasters, the kids' plasters.
And they've got pictures on.
What I've done is I've gone around the world and I found all the different Peppa Pig plasters, and I've got completely naked, shaved my whole body, including my taint,
right.
And I've just covered them in those stickers.
Well, I can see, you know, I can actually see a few of the different countries that you've got them from there. You've got a Peppa Pig in clogs.
Yes.
On that one there. And
Amsterdam.
The plaster that you've got just covering the nipple, that one must have been from Germany because they're in a lederhosen with
a
pint of beer in their hand.
Both the nipples are German, as the other side is a currywurst.
Oh, yes.
Which is a bit controversial because obviously Peppa Pig is pork.
Pork, that's right.
Yes. And then just down on my feet, I've got pleasers, and inside the clear bit of the stripper
you
heel.
You do like putting something inside the box of the stripper heel, don't you?
You know me, Tits. And in there is actually just a cut up sausage.
Right. So it actually
really
is
within
the
theme.
Remnants of Peppa Pig.
It is. And then just on my head, I've made kind of a pink swell
Peppa
wig. Yes. And from the top, it is actually the shape of the nose.
Yes, the nose.
Have I ever told you about me in China, Titty, getting called Peppa
Pig?
No. So when I was in China when I was working for another cruise line, and I just got off the ship, and this little kid runs up to me and goes, George. And I thought,
does
he know my name? He goes, George Pig from Peppa Pig. The dad, I think he's called George, or is it the cousin or something? Anyway, it gets even worse because about a month later, another kid on the ship who was Chinese said to his mum, oh, like the pig. And the mum said, which pig? So they were asking me in English because my colleague was like, oh, they're the same pig in Mandarin and pointing at you. And she said, the one with the hairdryer nose, because the nose looks like a hairdryer. And they were calling me Peppa Pig.
Incredible nasty cow. So you thought, you know what, I'm gonna monetize on it, that's gonna be my drag aesthetic. And you look absolutely lovely. Well,
thanks
for asking what I'm wearing, as always.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I don't know if we spoke about it last week, a lovely little shop in Australia called House of Priscilla.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. I can't remember. I've slept since then.
With 10 men.
I went absolutely ham. I said, listen, I've got a $100 bill. What can I get from here? And I've completed a look. So on my head, I've got 3 headpieces. None of them match.
No.
I've got on the bust, I should say, we're actually padded to the gods. I padded today. Got a lovely breast padding, a nice white paillette sequin kind of two-piece moment that's very strappy and it ties across the back. And then on the shoe, they didn't have any shoes in there that actually fit my dainty, delicate woman's size 2 thin foot.
Right.
So I did just have to settle for the Leduca, obviously, you know.
Of course.
Last case scenario, really.
Well, we knew that was coming,
didn't
we?
And on the wig, a lovely blonde-tipped frosted... extremely short bob just poking underneath them headdresses there.
Well, you look nice, Tits. I don't say that often,
not often enough.
But it is nice to see you in something of quality.
Yes.
Because normally $100, You know, that could be for you, really, 5 or 6 outfits worth of fabric.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not paying labour because I'm doing it myself.
You are. Yeah, no. You are. And I don't pay labour either because I've got Barb Just Barb.
Yeah.
So...
Right. She's got that sweatshop full of kids.
She does. So, don't call Jabba that. Yeah. Well, it is... it's gorgeous to see your tits, and you do look lovely, but I don't think anyone's going to ever see these outfits, are they?
No, and why is that, Miss Georgie?
The reason that is because unfortunately neither of us actually have toes, and therefore people without toes are not allowed to have Instagram anymore. It's a new thing they just brought in.
It's in the
So unfortunately
print,
we can't post.
Yeah, we can't post
anything.
Really?
I just want to say, just while we're talking about toes and trotters, you did say you had $100 note or bill and you were going to go ham. Was that a reference to me because I got called Peppa Pig?
100%. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. If you were an animal, Miss Georgie Porgy, you'd be a whole hock of ham.
I would, Mama. And if you were an animal, Titty, you'd still be an ugly piece of shit. Right, let's move on. Splash.
You know, they often say absence makes the heart grow fonder, but for us, I just think it makes us more cynical.
Yeah, it does. And honestly, they do say that, but they also say that if you get an abscess, you're more likely to die.
Yeah.
So,
Right.
Yeah.
So, TikTok for you, then.
TikTok,
I can see them welts under them tights. Thinking about, so I was just, you know, we made a big comeback last week, listening to the old pod, as I was doing a little lap on the running track outside upstairs, and... bearing in mind, we did, for the time zone for me, it was 8 a.m. in the morning, but I sounded like bloody Barry White. I was listening to myself and I was like, Christ, is that... And it was just early in the morning. I sounded like I'd smoked 20 packets of cigarette. I'd just cut the top of the packet of a cigarette
and just smoked the chart carton,
and just shoved it in me gob.
But the thing is...
I was like, Jesus, is that what I sound like at 8 a.m?
Well, the thing is, Tits, is that... Do you change your voice in drag or when you're in and out of drag?
That's a great question.
You don't really, do you?
No, if anything, I'm more obnoxious when I'm in drag.
Yeah, I just think you get a bit more camp. Whereas I think I do bring up my voice slightly, but I think I have to compensate.
Do you tone it up a few?
I do.
Right.
But I have to compensate because you could look like, listen, if someone had some rose-coloured glasses on, a bit of cataracts.
Should be a woman.
Yeah, you could think from the distance you could be a woman.
It's only the voice that kind of... it shocks people, really, isn't it? Because people see me and they think, that is a biological female, until I open my mouth, then it's, aya!
Honestly, they think you were born with a, you know, to go out into the world. But for me, they see me and they say, Mama, that's a man.
Mama, that's a man.
You know? I mean, if the beard didn't give it away, it's the way I walk.
Quiet. And then when you open your mouth, it's like a choir boy.
It is. I open my mouth and I'm like, aya! And they think, oh, look at that.
Oh,
they think I've had the voice surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
They think I'm on estrogen.
You've had your voice box ripped out, thrown in the washer and put back in again.
Correct. But they did forget to put it in the dryer, and that's why I get so wet so easy.
Still
a bit mouldy, love. No, but that's the thing is, it's even funnier because, you know... You've just got Titty's voice. Like, Titty's voice is Titty's voice. But I did listen back as well while I just stopped off at a new coffee spot on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Yes. And I was walking there and walking back and I listened to the poddy and I thought, bloody hell. It opened up and it was you going, well, welcome back to your podcast. I thought, fucking no. I didn't notice at the time.
Yeah, someone's died.
Someone's died, love it. But no, talking of coffee, obviously, every time I come home, nothing has changed on the Isle of Wight.
Absolutely.
Because when I say home, I've come to see my parents. Was really home for me now is Manchester, but I've come back to see my, you know, my parents and my family and my friends, and my best friend is bloody pregnant, so, you know, got to look after her.
Absolutely.
You've got to do my due diligence.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know... I thought, I'm going to have a Google and see if, you know, if there's anything new about. So I go on Google and I'm scrolling around. And you know, it shows you the cafes.
Uh-huh.
Well, a new one popped up.
Ooh.
I thought, that's bloody new. And they've renovated in the town on the Isle of Wight. There used to be a place you could get your car fixed. What's that? A garage, yeah.
I think
a garage.
So. Yeah.
But it was a garage for tractors, shockingly, on the Isle of Wight. And they've converted it now into a tattoo... parlour.
A barber's
and this artisan cafe.
I just went
down there to check it out.
So you went
and I got a honeycomb iced latte.
You got your head shaved, you got a new tattoo, and you got a lovely drink.
I did, and I got my tractor fixed. It was, honestly, it was iconic. No, it's absolutely the nicest latte ever. But I do have one favourite coffee shop on the Isle of Wight.
Right.
And actually, it was one of my childhood dance teachers now owns it. She's still a teacher. She still owns a theatre school on the Isle of Wight.
She just does the dance class in the coffee shop.
She does, actually. So what she does is she does from 3pm till 4pm, she does barista dancing, where you kind of hold coffee cups and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 5 to 6... what she does is she does commercial, but it's commercial with cups. So on your feet, instead of shoes, you have cups and you're kind of in a high heel position.
The actual cups.
Yes. And the whole time you are making coffee.
What you showed me, you're grinding the coffee beans by dancing on them. And I can remember you sent me a picture not so long ago, and there's actually a ballet bar behind the coffee counter.
Yes.
And it is usually the younger group of the age 0 to 3s. When they're doing their Tiny Tots ballet, they're the ones actually pouring the scalding hot water.
Correct.
So I just think it's a great concept, really.
It's a great concept, and if people get burnt, they get burnt.
Nice community feel.
It is.
If they get burnt, they'll not do it again, and if they do, then it's their own fault, you know.
It's their own fault. But no, if you are on the Isle of Wight, you should definitely check out the Coffee Bubble in Sandown on the seafront by the pier.
Coffee Bubble.
It's gorgeous. The Coffee Bubble, because, they used to have, like, you know those mobile units, I'm not sure what they're called, but it was like an airstream, and it used to sell coffee, and they used to do like weddings and events, and they used to be like outside by the beach, and they just used to kind of roll up and make gorgeous coffee and cakes.
Right.
But now they've actually got their own cafe, and it's literally on the beach.
Is it expensive? Are you taking a mortgage out just for a slice of cake and a cup of tea?
No. Wow. It's reasonable.
Right.
So yeah, big shout out to the Derbyshires. Love it.
Love that. Well, I can't say I'm ever that pulled to come down to the Isle of Wight, but if I'm ever, you know, stuck in transit or unable to get back and somehow end up there, I'll come and say hi.
Definitely. I bet you've been sold a few things out of a bloody trailer, haven't you, love? You struck me as that sort of child. You just get in the back of a trailer for anything, a cookie and lollipop.
Another trailer. I came across a trailer salesman who told me to get into the back of the trailer to look at other trailers.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why not? In for a penny, in for a trailer.
You know what I mean, love? Have you seen on TikTok the Spud Man?
No.
Right, I'm obsessed with it, Titty. So what it is there's a man, and he basically does jacket potatoes. So you've got
beans and cheese. No, I think I have. And there was one, but he gives them away for free, doesn't he?
Yeah, so he started making videos where at the end of the day, he was giving them away to people for free.
I've seen it. And he pulls the shutter up, and there's a
big fucking line.
All these cheapskate bastards.
They're hoping they're going to be the free one. But he takes their tenner and then...
They just want oat.
The funniest thing is I love it, is these people go... And they get 2 jacket potatoes as a tenner, right? They give the tenner over and he says, here's your change, gives it back. You've only given a tenner. They take the change back and walk away like they've not noticed. I think you're there on purpose to get the free jacket potatoes.
Yeah, well, they know.
They know.
They bloody
when they hand over that tenner and then they get the change back, but there's no change to be given.
Mm.
And they go, oh, and then they turn around 5 minutes later for the video. Oh my God, it was for free.
I was so surprised.
But it's only a fucking jacket potato.
Yeah.
They look delicious, though.
They look fab.
The question is, I mean, someone worked out on TikTok that he's earning about 85k between the jacket potatoes and the TikTok creator fund a month.
Mama, it's screaming tax fraud. You know what I mean? It's screaming money laundering.
It's screaming tax. He'll be making the potatoes out of his cell before you know it.
Oh, absolutely.
And he had one big competitor called the Spud Bros that were in a different town selling these things. Ooh. And their TikTok just got taken down.
He sued them.
So I'm pretty sure that he came for them. But I think it's hilarious. But the question is, I want to ask you, Titty, if you had a jacket potato with beans and cheese, are you partial to a jacket potato with beans and cheese? Do you put the cheese on first and the beans on top, or the beans and then the cheese on top?
It's got to be the beans and then the cheese.
Correct, but he does it the other way around.
No, absolutely not.
I know.
You know what I'd do? I'd take it off him and throw it back in his face.
100%. Even if it was free.
Even if it was free. I'd have paid him to take it back. And you've got to have a big slab of Lurpak butter and the jacket potato the jacket of the potato, I should say, and you know, the little bomber jacket that they wear.
Yeah.
It's got to be very crispy, a nice dry crunch when you bite into it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you don't get the experience unless you're eating it with a shitty plastic knife and fork that snaps after one use.
Definitely. Yeah, and you get a couple of, you know, you swallowed a couple of the bits of the fork.
The prong.
Where it snapped. Yeah, the prong, absolutely. Love. Oh, I love it.
Would you ever go as far as to have tuna on a jacket potato?
No, any hot tuna is not for me.
Absolutely not.
If you're... Get that out. Listen, if you are heating up tuna in any way, you are a disgusting, vile piece of shit, and you don't deserve employment, you don't deserve a roof over your head.
Not only, right?
Right.
Begging for a free jacket potato, yes. I can give that a pass, all right. But if you're there begging for a free jacket potato and then you ask for hot steaming tuna,
no.
There's a special place in hell for you, Diane.
Diane from Wolverhampton.
Diane.
Honestly.
Diane from Wolverhampton. She's queued up for 5 hours. She's travelled 200 miles just to get a shitty free potato covered in roasting tuna.
Oh.
Shove it up your...
Shove it up your... tunery... No, but the worst thing is... The worst thing is... And the idea of putting cheese... And then steaming hot tuna. Oh, it's revolting. And then you're closing the polystyrene lid and sticking the fork in the... I'm sorry, it's disgusting.
You know what I do?
And the interesting thing is... What? Tell me.
I tell her to put her fingers on the ledge of that van and then I just slam the shutter on them as quick as I can.
As quick as I fucking can.
Yeah.
But the worst thing is as well, I was watching and the tuna is meant to be cold... But because it's next to the beans in the hot thing with the curry and the chilli around it. Oh, it's definitely warm. It's definitely warm. Yeah. You'd have the shits for a week.
Oh, yeah, shits for the week. I had the shits just looking at the video.
I know, girl. I saw a woman in Starbucks yesterday. I was waiting for the ferry to come back to the Isle of Wight. And it was 9 a.m. And she had a tuna panini.
No.
Right? Tuna panini. Melt.
No.
And she had it toasted.
No.
I thought I could smell it from about a meter away. And she was shoving it in her...
Anything that goes in that toaster after that tuna melt is fucked. You want a lovely ham and cheese croissant? Covered in tuna. You want a lovely chocolate brownie nice and toasted? Covered in tuna.
Correct.
It just ruins for everyone else.
Oh, it's disgusting.
You know what I mean?
But I had... They had tater tops that had sriracha.
Ooh.
It had sriracha with pepper jack cheese.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. Luckily, I got in there before the tuna fucking panini was even out. Because it was a breakfast food. I had that and that was delicious.
I'd have punched her.
Yeah, I'd have punched her.
Yeah.
But what a week. I mean, I feel like we're turning into the TikTok review
I was just going to say.
Podcast. I love it.
Was I expecting to be this heated about heated tuna? Absolutely not. But I'm glad we got there.
Me anyway, too. Right, Splash. Well, Tits, I've got some good news.
Oh, about time. Come on, spit it out.
Now, as you know from being a diehard fan of Up the Aft, you probably knew that me and Titty spent the summer in Greece.
We did.
With the sponges, with the overnights in Mykonos. We had a fabulous time, me and Tits.
Yeah.
Now, something that has not always been spoken about in Greece is gay rights. But if you've seen the news, Greece has just legalised gay marriage.
Look at that.
Look at that. So it's known as one of the most homophobic countries in the world, and yet they've got some of the best gay nightclubs. You can now get married there, mama. Sad. And actually the first gay couple... one of them, funnily enough, this did make me laugh, is called Eurosh. I thought, of course he is. Eurosh, and the other one's called Kevin. Who's American.
He's giving Greece.
Are the first gay men to get married in Greece. Well, we wish them all the best. And how exciting, Tits.
Oh, fabulous. Congratulations, Eurosh and Kevin. Yamas.
And me and Titty, we're going to be back in Greece together this summer, which is exciting.
Absolutely bloody will. And I cannot wait to get back to our... the regular haunts, I should say, that we had last year.
I know.
I'm very excited to be going there. And actually, that leads us on. Speaking of, you know, the time zones and being in different places, what people don't realise, I think, is on a ship. You know, I say normal people, regular people who just stay on land and have a job on land, you put your clocks forward or back, you know, what, twice a year?
Twice a year, you know, yeah.
They go spring forward, fall back. Now, if you're on a ship, and I bring this up because it's currently happening, we're going between time zones, so we have to do it a lot more regularly. For example, tonight, we're on the way to New Zealand currently. Right. So we've just got a lovely little message through saying at 2 a.m. we're going to put our clocks forward.
It's a nightmare.
So I said, hold on a minute. I'm going to bed. I'm losing an hour of sleep. I've got to be up at dawn's crack painting my face for bloody bingo. And I'm losing an hour of sleep. And then basically the day after that, we're going forward another hour. Because apparently New Zealand didn't want to be on the same time zone as Sydney.
Selfish, really.
Selfish.
It's selfish, very selfish, honest.
New Zealand. So I will say, it's not all sparkles and rainbows, is it? Because there are days like today where I thought I could just do with an extra hour. On the other hand, in a week's time, we do get the 2 hours back. So I will gain another 2 hours. But it's, we go forward and back like the bloody hokey cokey on a ship, let me tell you.
I remember doing, I think, 8 sea days from the UK over to New York. And every sea day, you go...
you got an hour back.
You go an hour back. So I think you did 5 sea days, and then we were at a port, I think Cape Verde or somewhere. And then you did another sea day, and then you went back again. So every day, you didn't know whether you were coming or going. Because the thing is, when you're at sea, you don't actually know which clock to put yourself on.
Yeah.
Because you're going back, you just put it back. It's not like... For me, when I'm on the plane, as soon as I sit on the plane, I put my clock to where I'm going.
It's the new time.
Because I need to know the arrival team for the jet lag. But it's bloody confusing tits, isn't it?
Absolutely. I will say I prefer getting the hour because as a modern businesswoman on the go, there's just not enough time in the day.
No.
So when we do get an extra little cheeky hour, I thought, hold on a minute, I've got an extra hour of admin I can do there. But these tight robbing bastards have taken it off me tonight.
And you'll be putting your face on and you'll feel very begrudged, won't you?
I'll be very begrudged, and that's probably why my makeup's not going to be the best.
Yes. I wanted to talk about, I think one of your pet peeves today is probably the clock going back and forth. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's correct, love. I want to talk to you about some of the biggest and most common pet peeves, what people don't like. Now, this could be pet peeves of a partner, of a friend, of your podcast co-host, whoever that might be.
Can't relate.
Yeah. But I wanted to know if any of these affect you, Titty. So just kind of give us a holler and a scream if it's something you can't stand. Now, the first one is chewing sounds or noises. How do you feel about that?
It depends. Once I hear it, I can't unhear it. And it also depends what they're eating.
Yeah. Now,
if they're eating a crisp crunch, it's gone. But if they're going to town on if they're slurping on an ice lolly and they're...
No.
Then I can't unhear that. Absolutely not.
No. The next one is repetitive tapping. You know when people are tapping their leg, tapping the table.
If the leg's bouncing and it's like, I've got restless leg syndrome. No, you aren't. You're not that interested.
No.
Pack it in.
You've done that to me a few times. I've been doing me leg and you've been sat next to me and you've been like, I'm sure I have. Stop. I can't help it. Do you know what I do to stop it, though? Is I click my toes in my shoes.
What, individually?
Like, you know, you click your toes.
Individually?
Yeah.
How did you do
that? So I just bounce. No, you just bounce your toes up and down and they click.
I thought you meant you were doing each individual toe like you
like I'm playing the piano with my toes.
Yeah, quite ambidextrous toes there, haven't you? Yeah.
Lover. The next one you do all the time, and this is interrupting someone during a conversation.
I never do that. I never do that. Not once.
Not twice. Not three times, Alan. The next one does get on my nerves. People talking on loud, on phones, in public, trains, places like that.
Oh.
Shut up, I don't want to hear.
You're not on The Apprentice. Pack it in.
Yeah, that does annoy me. Last couple of things is things like leaving drawers or doors open, or not screwing lids onto bottles and containers, not filling the kettle up after using it, cutting lines, not lines of coke.
Cues.
People who talk in the cinema. Oh,
get gone.
That's rough. It's like, you know, in Scary Movie when Ghostface murders Brenda in the cinema.
Yeah.
Because she keeps talking and chewing. Yeah. Very much that.
Yeah.
And then the last one, Titi, I wanted to bring this up because one of us was this today to our podcast recording, and that's being late. Well,
I cannot stand being late, absolutely. So I'm glad that you just announced today that you were late, and followed by your apology.
No, you were late.
Hold on a minute.
You nasty girl. You
busy girl.
Yeah, you are a busy girl. I'll let you off. I am on
busy.
I'm on vacation now.
You are.
But yeah, so there's your pet peeves tips.
Pet peeves.
If you've got any interesting pet peeves that we might not have read out on that list, feel free to message us on our Instagram at UpTheArft. We love to hear about your grumbles, complaints, or you could just, you really tell us anything. We'll read out anything at this rate, won't we, Tips?
Absolutely, we'll read out anything. Or, while you're on that, leave us a 5-star review and tell us how shit this podcast is.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
Oh, Tits, can you, it might be an hour forward, but can you see something kind of floating in over there?
I can actually, seeing it from the future. Let me just pick it up and get that cork off. Quite visceral, actually.
It's visceral. Well, everyone, it's now time for Message in a Bottle. This is your chance to write into the podder and ask us any questions or queries, and we'll give you our best unsolicited advice. Isn't that right, Tits?
Well, I wouldn't say our best, but we'll definitely tell you our opinion. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, this one says, hello, girlies.
Hello,
girly whirlies, swirly durlies. Me and my housemates are so happy you're back in action, and we just listened to your new episode while spring cleaning our house. Talking about housemates, one of ours recently moved out because she got engaged, and she suggested one of her workmates to move in. Now, of course, we jumped at the opportunity of getting someone that she knows, because it's a nightmare going through rightmove.com or one of those spare room bloody websites.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
First couple of nights, she fitted in so well, and we all got on like a house on fire.
Mm.
Well, that was until 2 nights ago, I had my window open, and I could smell smoke from the back garden.
Oh, dear.
Of course, I panicked, and I looked out, and she and 4 other people were burning a bonfire, wearing hoods and humming around it, holding hands.
Right.
I closed my window as quietly as I could, but they must have heard as they looked up at me. Since then, I've had this weird feeling that I'm being followed.
Oh dear.
I haven't told the other housemates yet, as I'm scared, but I heard a noise from her room last night, and I'm pretty sure it sounded like a goat screaming. Help me, what do I do? P.S. There's one more thing you should know.
Ooh.
Oh, and then the letter kind of stops, Tits, and there's some sort of red liquid kind of over the page.
Oh,
looks like she didn't get to finish what she was writing. So I think we might have a cult on our hands.
It might be
Tits.
Our very first murder mystery.
I think it is.
Absolutely. And my advice would have been,
I think it might be,
for her to just go off grid.
Yes.
She already knew that, and she just did it before she even finished writing the letter.
I think so too. I think we've got a couple of options here, and that's that she didn't leave her name because she was scared.
Yeah.
But I can actually see she's put it on the back of a bank bill.
The plot thickens,
and she's brought the following things: a new suitcase, right?
Yeah.
She's brought a couple of packing squares. She's obviously organised. She's brought a Stanley knife.
Can't leave her without one. Yeah.
And she's brought a portable jacket potato heating up oven.
Ooh.
Unique. A few strange items there.
Strange.
I fear that possibly our friend might have either had to go off-grid and run away, or it is also possible that her housemate was terrified that she would go to the press or the other housemates about the cult.
Quite,
and possibly she's been murdered. Possibly she's been murdered.
Well, only time can tell, really. You know.
Yeah.
General investigators, I don't know, G.I. Georgie and Constable Titty's on the case.
We're on the case. Some
we're
might,
on the case.
Some might say we're Sherlock Holmes.
Some will say that, actually.
Some will. Yeah, just me and you.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll look into that, won't we, Tits? I think possible we should stop talking about it as well, because there is the fear that me and you might go missing in the night by said cult.
Well, not with the size of you. I don't think there's any chance of that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I do understand, for my sake, I am quite delicate. Yes, I could just get, lifted up, light-fingered away.
Well, the thing is with you, Tits, as well, is if you were to, you know, get abducted and maybe put into a cult, they would have to use so much material because you are so tall and huge and manly to make the cloak. They actually probably wouldn't want to do that. It's just not sustainable. So I think actually you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine too.
Titi, have you ever seen any of the cult documentaries on Netflix? Like, have you ever seen the one called Twin Flames?
I haven't.
Oh, Titi, you have to watch it and we have to talk about it. Basically, Tits, I'll give you the rundown. It's basically, you join this group and these two psycho people decide who's matched up as a twin flame. Honestly, it's wild. You need to watch it on the subject of cults.
Throw it on the list. Well, Anonymous, hang in there. We'll, you know, we're on the case. We'll figure it out, or we'll just probably forget about it. Anyway, if you want to send us a message in a bottle, you need some advice, or you're thinking about joining a cult, do let us know. How can they get in touch with us, Miss Georgie?
Well, Tits, of course, you could just, you know, pop it on a piece of parchment paper, roll it up in any bottle and throw it into a water source. Or you can do what everyone else does, and that is message us on our Instagram, which is at UpTheArft.
That's right. And if they wanted to find your personal page, where could we find you?
Well, they can find me at Miss Georgie Porgy UK.
That's because she's never done a gig outside of the country. That's right.
And where can we find you, Tits?
You can find me at Titi_Carcar.
There we go. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Up the Aft.
I'm not underwhelming today, am I?
Oh my god, I forgot to say it. Do it again.
You're slacking.
Right, I'll just say it now. Underscore, because she's very underwhelming.
There we go.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Ruining traditions. Mm. Love it. Well, thank you for listening to Up the Aft. And don't forget, if you click our link in our bio on Instagram, you can buy us a coffee, can't they, Tits?
Yeah, absolutely can. No, it's not going to be from that fabulous shop that you got yours from, but anything will help. So,
anything
send us a little cappy wappy.
We love it. Well, thank you so much for listening. Bye. Hoist the sail. Oh, I really fancy a jacket potato after that, but the tuna's put me off eating for at least a week. Might do me a bit good.
I'm not altering your dresses.
Anyway. There's not enough fabric in the world if I got my hands on a couple of jacket potatoes that could alter a dress. I'd end up looking like a jacket potato. I'd just wrap myself in cling film. Not cling film, what is it? Tin wrap.
You would make a jacket of potatoes.
Yes, I would, love. Well, I am Irish now, so it makes sense. Bye, Tits.
Bye.